From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The world, including President Trump, is pondering how to respond to North Korea's latest nuclear test on Sunday. It's sixth and most powerful since 2006. VOA's Lotte Sahok reporting.
The bomb used in North Korea's test Sunday sent tremors across the region that were more powerful than Pyongyang's previous tests. The international community is debating what can be done to stop North Korea's defiance. Trump has asked China to use its influence on Pyongyang to curb its nuclear ambitions. But on Sunday, he tweeted that China has had little success and that North Korea is becoming an embarrassment for Beijing. He said that one option he is considering is stopping trade with all countries that do business with North Korea. That would certainly include China, North Korea's closest ally and its biggest trade partner. European Union leaders are calling for tougher economic sanctions against Pyongyang and say that China and Russia, as its biggest trade partners, have the most responsibility in making sure they are enforced. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Indonesia's foreign minister is in Myanmar for meetings today with leader Aung San Suu Kyi. They're discussing the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. UN Refugee Agency says 87,000 Rohingya Muslims have left Rakhine, to neighboring Bangladesh since an eruption of violence late last month. Nearly 400 people have died. Both incumbent Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and opposition leader Raila Odinga have ruled out a power-sharing government following a Supreme Court ruling annulling the August 8th voting. The High Court ruled the election invalid because of widespread irregularities. A new election must be held within 60 days. This is VOA News. The mayor of the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner, wants the world to know that his city is open for business as it cleans up and assesses the damage from Hurricane Harvey. The storm struck southeastern Texas as a Category 4 hurricane on August the 25th. Spent several days lingering around Texas and Louisiana as a tropical storm, dumping record-breaking amounts of rain. Pat Lawrence is in southeast Texas in the town of Vider, still dealing with the high water.
It's bad. I mean, you can't hardly comprehend all of the water that's around. And I don't even want to go out. I can't get out because I'm totally flooded in.
At least 44 deaths have been reported from Harvey, which also displaced more than 1 million people. German bomb experts successfully defused a massive World War II bomb in the financial district of Frankfurt after nearly 65,000 people were evacuated to safety. Among the evacuees were more than 100 patients from two hospitals, including people who were in intensive care. Experts had warned that if the bomb exploded, it would be powerful enough to flatten a whole street. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she would seek an end to Turkey's membership talks with the European Union and an apparent shift of her position during a televised debate weeks before the German election. Reuters' Pascal Davis reporting.
Just weeks before a presidential election in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel made a bold pledge on Sunday that Turkey should not become an EU member in a live TV debate with her opponent Martin Schulz.
I was never in favor of Turkey joining the EU, and now I will reflect carefully on the options. I'm immediately in favor of stopping aid, but whether we close the door or whether Turkey does, we will have to see.
Her comments coming after her challenger was the first to say he would break off the talks if he won the parliamentary poll on September 24th. Merkel initially cautioned against such a move, saying it would be irresponsible to endanger ties with Turkey at a time when Germans are imprisoned there.
Reuters' Pascal Davis reporting. A U.S. military MV-22 Osprey aircraft expected to be shipped to Hawaii from Australia after three Marines were killed when the aircraft crashed off the Australian northeastern coast. That was August the 5th. Osprey crashed during a regular operation after taking off from the USS Bonhom Richard. It's an amphibious assault ship. Cause of the crash still under investigation. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.